Blog Talk Radio.
Rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. Continue, that is. Anyway, hey, I'm your host with the most. I am Coach Lee. I'm here each and every Monday night, no matter if it's Monday Night Football, Monday Night Comedy, or Monday Night sitcoms. I don't care. I am here each and every Monday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast time, that is. Again, West Coast time, that is. And I'm here to give it to you like I give it to you. Talk about women's football, talk about it, and, you know, give my opinion, my humble opinion, my strong opinion, whatever opinion it could possibly be. And, you know, we move on. If you want to join in, you can join in the conversation anytime. Like I said, my show is like that. I can talk all for the whole hour, or you can join me in the topic, or you can even change which topics on me. I don't care. You can call in at 347-826-7278 if you want to talk. Hey, just push 1 and pound, and you are in. You will be in. You will be in. But again, you're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Before we get this party started, you know I gotta always give my sponsors, they just do. We got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. We got Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. And also for Rogers Athletic Company, the official football equipment company of the Women's Football Camp and Conference. Yes, where the good get better. And like I said, you know, we got some hot topics this evening. Quarter number one, we're going to talk about tryouts and off-season workouts. Quarter number two, I'm going to institute something that I got off the name board called Word on the Streets. They talk about, you know, what's going down, what's being heard, what's being said, and if we clear some of those things up during that time period, we'll clear it up. If not, we'll just talk about it. Quarter number three, we will be talking about postseason and preseason games. And quarter number four, I'm going to start it off by talking about the football camp and conference, some updates that I got going on. And then I'm also going to talk about the meeting board, what the purpose is. Hold on 1 second. Yes, Angie? Yeah. No, I don't have any idea what that is, but I'm going to be on the phone for a little bit, so let them know I'll be talking for a while. All right. All right. As you can see, yes, I am live. I am doing this live. Actually, Angie.
Angie, get his number. I'm going to call him instead of having him wait for me, okay?
All right, yeah, that's right. I'm here live, and I just do it live. I just love doing live. I like pre-record, but you don't get that. I don't get that same feeling, that heart feeling. I always got people that say they don't call, who want to call in, but don't get a chance to. So I just do this while I'm at work. But anyway, you rocking Four Chords with Coach Lee, and we're going to get this party started like we always do. Boop. And it's a deep, 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 deep kick. Because, you know, special teams is what it's all about, and that's how we do it. And we want to get the offense started way back, and we just talk about deepness here in women's football. You know, like I said, we open up a can of worms sometimes, and we talk our way through it, and sometimes we enlighten folks, and well, we get into that as we talk about that topic. So let's go ahead and get to quarter number one. Let's talk about tryouts and off-season workouts, y'all. Tryouts and off-season workouts. As you guys know, I am the coach of the Las Vegas Showgirls, and this will be coming up to be our sixth year playing football. And over the last 6 years, I've seen tremendous improvement amongst all the teams. I think it's being highly competitive and marketed, you know, amongst each other, and off season is where you can tell if the team is going to be good, bad, ugly, whatever. But the fact is, you know, we're only a month to 6 weeks out of the season already, and like I said, there's teams that have already had open tryouts. There's teams that have a football 1-on-1 weekly workouts. I've seen some teams who have tryouts and clinics, but this is where it all starts. You know, football is 365 days a year now. When I came into football 6 years ago, as far as the women's were concerned, a lot of those teams weren't starting up. For instance, we were in the WPFL, so we started up in the fall, and a lot of teams weren't getting together until April, May, to try to put their teams together. And then when we went to the spring league, teams were trying to get together late December, early January. I'm talking about having their first workouts and stuff like that. And now it has gone pretty much 365 days. Well, I ain't gonna say 365 days a year, but I'm just saying at least 12 months people are, you know, engaged in their football team, some kind of workout, get together or something. If you're going to be a good organization, you got to start early and start adding and improving as early as possible. Because again, when it's time to shine in April, you definitely want to have the bling-bling shine going on. And a lot of teams, like I said, if not all the teams, have already made announcements. I've seen teams have tryouts in July, believe it or not, which was fine. I've seen a lot of teams in August, but definitely majority of teams are making September their month and early October their month of getting their teams together and out recruiting. For me, I recruit every day. Every day, I mention in Las Vegas Showgirls, I'm recruiting some woman that has some stereotype or stereotypical style of football that I can see in her, or maybe size, speed, quickness, athletic ability, or whatever. But it's not one day that I don't speak on my team, and I'm hoping that you guys are doing the same thing. I mean, like I said, I think we all can learn from each other. I think we can all push towards the common goal of having great products out on the football field. And again, off-season workouts and tryouts are definitely, you know, the key. I've gotten a couple of emails on, you know, what is the difference between workouts and tryouts. Well, in some people's eyes, they say that tryouts are the one event that you get to try out for the team and show us what you got. And then you have some people that do off-season workouts, and what's the difference between that? Those are just randomly workouts with veterans, hoping to get your rookies involved, hoping to get those to spark some interest to come, hey, come work out with us. You know, it's not going to be as heavy as our in-season workout, but, you know, we're going to do some running, we're going to do some catching, and we're going to be doing some learning. And then you have what I call football 101. It's a mixture of both tryouts and clinics. like I said, I put together a 10-week program. We just started up this Sunday. We had a great, great, great group come out there. We had about 20, we were in our low 20s for this particular workout with no veterans out there. That was just some of the rookies that came out. And, okay, I see it's probably me not talking on the phone because I'm at my desk, but how'd that sound? That much better? I was told that the microphone sounds a little low. Could be my voice. I could be dried out for the day, but okay, I'm good. So anyway, you know, our football one-on-one camps, as I call it, is a two-hour workout. We work out on Sundays from 8 to 10 in the morning. The first 45 minutes is, you know, stretching, running, drills. And it's kind of funny because the first day I introduced the girls to my partner called Mr. Hill. It's a hill that has about a 45 degree, that's about 50 yards long or in distance from where we start at. So I got my football markers out there, 10, 20, 30, 40, and the 50 yard line on the hill. And we do certain drills on the hill. We do power drills, we squat, we lunge, we backpedal, we slide step, we bunny hop, we hop on one foot, we backpedal, everything is on that hill. And I laugh because Mr. Hill will always make you upchuck or throw up because it's just one of those hills and the things that we do. So in 45 minutes, the girls get a great workout, not knowing they're really working hard. But they definitely feel the vertical increase of that hill. And we do sit-ups on the hill against the hill, so meaning your feet will be on the top end of the hill and your head will be on the down part, slope hill of the hill. And you're doing sit-ups. We do sets of sit-ups. Then we turn over and we do push-ups where your head will be, again, downwards, and you'll be able to use a lot of your shoulder. So if you're doing the female push-ups or the standard push-ups, you're still getting the same leverage on the shoulders. So again, it also gives me and my coaches an opportunity to see the skill level of all the girls, you know, doing those drills. Then we take water break, and then we'll go and break off into either small groups, depending on how many people are there, or as we did this weekend, everybody was a lineman for 30 minutes, and then they were a wide receiver for the remaining 30 minutes. So again, we taught basic, you know, basic two-point stands, three-point stands, firing off, opening up like pull, stuff like that. And then we went to be wide receiver. We did the whole sundial situation for those who are receiver coaches, you know, the proper way to catch a ball. And then from there, they threw the ball to each other to get the feel of it. And then we taught, you know, three basic pass patterns, and just ran pass patterns as I threw the ball again. I get to see and judge the athletic skills of all the women, no matter what size, shape, or speed level that they came in at. But the fact is, you know, it's an opportunity to get to see them. And that's what we wind up doing. So, again, it's very it's probably clap up there in a minute. It's very important that as a coach, I get to see the skill level of all the young ladies. I think some of the coaches have stereotypes in their head based on the fact that they coach boys and men. You know, normally the big guys are what? Linemen. The little guys are what? Normally wide receivers are skilled guys. But with women's football, you don't know who has what skills unless you test them at it all. And then you can kind of prejudge and let them know, hey, this would be a better position for you for the style of offense or defense that we run. So it's an opportunity to have us get to see them. And like I said, we just do it once a week, 2 hours a week. And then we, you know, we work on some drills that they can do at home, such as sit-ups, push-ups, the side bend, stretching, and letting them know they can work on the three-point stands at home. So things that they can work on at home is also instituted into our program so that they can improve by the next Sunday. And then you can always go running. You can always find a hill. You can always do sprints. Because I think we had about 7 or 8 girls that just gave up their breakfast. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Mr. Hill, baby. Mr. Hill will do that to you. But, again, we didn't really work out hard. But, yeah, a lot of the young ladies have come out there who are in shape, who haven't played sports in a while, or who might even be in shape but haven't had the rigors workout on the hill and having somebody coaching them up and, you know, pushing them, you know, to do better. You know, again, you only cheat yourself when you don't do all the sprints. You know, I had some players who couldn't finish all the sprints, but after practice they went ahead and did two more, stuff like that. And that shows that you're willing to work. So, again, it's an opportunity to see character. You get to build on teamhood or sisterhood. But also you get to leave practice early in the morning and then go home and watch NFL and see what you were just taught. Because sometimes you got to see visually what you were just taught. And that's why I love playing football in the spring and teaching it during in the fall during football season, where you have, quote, professionals, where you have, quote, college athletes and high school, middle school, and Pop Warner football. So, again, the ladies can pick up a lot faster visually seeing it instead of waiting until January and then getting in the pads in March and playing football. So right now it's off-season time. Like I said, there's a lot of teams out there that are getting it done. And like I said, I think every team out there is putting it together, be it as a new team in name, if it's an old team that's been around. Because, again, you know, football ain't forever, and you want to see, you know, basically what you're going to look like without your true, all your veterans out there. So you give your rookies an opportunity to shine a little bit, and then hopefully your veterans are out there working hard to get better, because there's some unfinished business. If you didn't win the championship, then, you know, 99.99% of teams out there have unfinished business. So this is your motivation and getting ready. Like I said, I only do it once a week because that's all that's needed. I just want to see you, you know, start getting in shape, see your commitment, and then have you work yourself out the other 6 days and then come back. A lot of teams are, you know, hitting the weight rooms right now, which is good if you have access to the weight room. Like I tell my girls, you know, you don't have to have access to a weight room. You can go into your kitchen and you can find your own weights. You know, you can put 10 cans of fruit cocktail in a plastic bag and then put 10 more cans in another plastic bag, and you can start to use them as barbells. You can use the gallon milk containers and just put water in them and using that to work on your shoulders. You can find a tire in the backyard and throw that around. You can do a makeshift bar. I mean, you can pick up batteries. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do to get stronger that you don't need a weight room. All right? So, again, I tell my girls that even though we have a deal with Fitness for 10, and we'll work out on Tuesday. So I'll meet them on Tuesdays in the weight room and then Sundays out on the football field. So that's our game plan for the next 10 weeks. Other teams might be doing it throughout. Again, some teams only meet once a month. It's basically on what you can accommodate and what your team is willing to do. Because, again, this is all volunteer. And, you know, hey, that's the off season. You got to put it together during the off season in order for you to be a competitive product during the season. And like I said, we didn't become good overnight because we just said we showed up and we said we're the showgirls. Over the last 2 years, these ladies have been putting in work, and they've been believing in the fact that they have to work harder in order to accomplish their goal. And like I said, we came, you know, 6 inches away from tying the game up and just wide right from winning the game on the field goal. So there's some things that we can improve on. And that's my motivation. That's our motivation. And whatever your motivation is, be it that you went 5-4, 4-4, or 2-6, or 0-8, you got to find motivation from the last season. Or if you went 11-12 and 0 and won a championship, that's your motivation to repeat. So find your motivation. Get out there. Start working. If you're not doing it as a team, do it as some players. Get the groups together. Some of the veterans get together. Play some 7-on-7. Play some flag football. Join a basketball league. Do something together. So, again, how did I get on that? Tryouts and off-season workouts. That's an off-season workout. But tryouts, hey, most teams are having them. And, you know, you want to be prepared. Last thing on that is, for me, I just don't believe in just a tryout due to the fact that you got a lot of women out there who never played the game before, and you're not going to see their true skills in just a one tryout situation. You know, you got to give them ample time, and you got to teach them the positions so that they know what they're doing. So that's my take on tryouts, off-season workouts, and things that you can do. Again, you can call in anytime, 347
826-7278 and push 1 and pound and you're on. You can ask any questions. You can even start a conversation. I don't care. Just call in when you want to. All right? All right. Moving on, moving on, moving on. Quarter number 2. Quarter number 2 is like a new topic to me. It ain't a new topic, but, you know, I like the topic. It's called Word on the Street because it is so much going on in women's football, be it Rumorville, be it Freeway Gossip, be it Slow Down Sally, Street News, whatever, you know. So, you know, these are some things that I've either heard, talked about, said, done, or whatever. It's called Word on the Street. And, you know, the first one that I would like to say is, you know, there's new teams out there. There are new teams out there each and every day popping up. And like I said, I do get a lot of emails and people want me to confirm and let them know if that's true or not. And, you know, hey, I have access to phones and computers and all this other stuff, and I don't mind. But, yes, word on the street that there is now four teams in the San Diego area. There are four teams in the San Diego area. Now, how close are they together in the San Diego area? I'm not quite sure. San Diego is a large county, ranging from, I would say, at least 100-mile radius from the center of San Diego. If you put a dot in the center of San Diego, you can probably drive 100 miles in either direction and still be in San Diego. It's not as big as Los Angeles, but there's almost 4 million people, as I've been told, live in the San Diego area. I know Los Angeles have over 13 million people, but San Diego is definitely a large geographical area. Could it sustain and hold four teams? Yeah, if they're spread amongst the San Diego area, the North County, the South County, the West County, and East, definitely it could happen. It could definitely happen. I know that the SoCal Scorpions are looking for, you know, more women to play on their team. They're still bolstering the banner of the IWFL flagship, which is great. The San Diego Steam are still waving their WFA banner, which was a new team last year. And there's a new team called the San Diego Surge that has popped up, and I've been in contact with them. And it's a group of players that have played before, so it's not a new team as far as new players. It's just experienced players moving forward from their situation. Don't know when it went down or whatever, but you know what? Hey, the more the merrier. You know my philosophy. And then there's also another team that's in development that I got word on that's coming out of the WSFL. So that's where you gone. Because the people are in the fitness room. Yeah, that's what I deal with on Monday and Wednesday. But I got it. I got it. All right, I see you. All right, sorry about that. But yes, y'all, that was, I'm live. I'm working here at the rec center, and you know, like I said, hey, sometimes I have questions, sometimes I have to answer them. But anyway, the fact is that yes, there is four teams developing out of the San Diego area. I confirmed all four teams, and it's going to be there. You know, my thing is, it's all good as long as they can play each other. Imagine that you can play three games within your own city. Be it they count or don't count, they can be scrimmages, they can be postseason games or preseason games. But it's experience. It's experience is what I'm talking about. Word on the street, there's three teams in Vegas. Yes, I confirmed that. There's three teams in Vegas. No big deal. Again, you guys know my philosophy. You know, word on the street that there's going to be another Los Angeles team. But they're going to be north of Los Angeles County is so big. So when I say valley, out in the valley, there's going to be a new team. I know there's going to be a new team in El Paso popping up. Where else? I know that Spokane has a team. Word on the street to Spokane. I just got confirmation that Spokane team will be making their announcement real soon.
What else? I'm looking at here. There's other teams that are coming up. Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas has a team. And I know that one of my showgirls was out there and at the tryout, and she hit me up and said that she's about to have some fun again. She's glad that the team started. She's going to be driving an hour to and from practice. But, yes, question is, three teams in Vegas, all WFA? No. Only two teams are going to be WFA, the Las Vegas Showgirls and the Silver State Legacy. We're both out of Las Vegas. The other team called the Nevada Heat will either be independent or they might be joining one of the two remaining leagues that are out there from the last word that I got, which was just Friday. And, you know, that's their choice, either independent or two other leagues to possibly join. And I think, you know, why am I into it? Because again, the first model that I've gotten when I first came into football in this era of football for women was giving women the opportunity to play. It wasn't about being, this is my market and my market only. Again, when I made the announcement that I want another team in my area, I didn't care because all I was going to do was make me recruit harder and harder, make me better at my game. Instead of me being lazy, saying, well, if you don't play, well, who else are you going to play for? Oh, well, you got to play for me or else. You know, no, it ain't like that. The best going to play for me, and that's what I'm recruiting. What else was asked about teams? New teams, yes. There's another team that I'm hearing is popping up in the Arizona market. I haven't quite confirmed that yet, but I did get an email about a week and a half ago of somebody inquiring about how to start a team. And all those other good things. What else? Word on the street is that there's teams that are leaving leagues. We go through that each and every year. That's nothing new. But I hate to see what's happening right now, destroying an entity in order to either bring everybody under one roof or an extreme number of teams go independent. I understand it as an owner, what they're going through, but it doesn't necessarily have to go down the way that it has gone down. But my thing is this. I blame those who are in charge. You know, you get to the top of the mountain, and you don't want to listen to those who help you get there. And what happens is people get frustrated when they're not being heard, when they're not being listened to. And what do communities do when they're not being heard? They revolt. They riot. They get frustrated, they get mad. I mean, look at the history of American history or world history. When those who are in charge don't listen to their constituents, all hell breaks loose. And that's what's going on right now. This summer is going to be the summer of hell. That's what I'm labeling it. Because there's going to be a lot of things that go down. You know, I got an email today asking me, Do you think that the IWFL is going to be around in 2012? And I say, yes, they are. It's not going to be the same look. It's not going to be the same teams, but they'll be around. They'll be around. I mean, like I said, I'm not wishing nothing bad upon them. You know, my job here with four quarters of Coach Lee, and I'm going to get this in another subject, and actually part of the Neen Board, is to open people's eyes up of what is our mission here and how can we do it within reason. And why can't we do it outside the box? How come we can't play other teams that are in my area, my market, or whatever? It makes no sense for teams to be in the same market and can't play each other. That's my whole thing. Why can't they? You know, we pay the bills. We make travel arrangements as owners, and that's all I've been arguing. Okay? So, yes, there's teams that are up in the air right now. There's teams that are going independent. There's teams that are trying to, you know, do affiliations and then possibly play in the playoffs at the end of the season. It's a whole bunch of things. It's a whole bunch of things within the new teams and old teams, you know, going from one team to another. Word on the street that there's like four Baltimore teams. I got confirmation of three. Teams. I know one team has left the WFA to go to the WSFL, and, you know, everybody's speculating rumors about that. You know, again, don't speculate. Find out. talk to those who are in charge. You know, if you want to know, then that's where you go to. Go to the horse's mouth. If you have an issue with me, come to me. Don't go around to somebody else. You know, I'm not going to be the Incredible Hulk and turn green on you and beat you up or anything. If you want to know, I'll tell you. If I don't want to tell you, I won't tell you. But at least attempt to come to the person who's speaking or who that rumor is all about or what's going down in order for you to get some clarification, you know. And that's one of the things that, you know, word on the street is there is no clarity right now. There's no communication. And so, again, it's speculation, you know. But, again, that's why it's word on the street, okay. Word on the street, and this is directed towards me, to be honest. Word on the street is that Coach Lee is trying to start up a league called League 96. And I have to chuckle and laugh because if I wanted to start a league, I would come out and bluntly say that I want to start a league. I don't want to start a league. Again, a lot of my ideas I'm throwing out there so that other people can see the light, can see the vision of the possibilities of what things could be, because these are some of the things that are expressed to me from other owners, from other coaches, and all this other stuff. So let me put the rumor to rest. Coach Lee is not trying to start a league. I don't want to start a league. I don't want to be in charge of a league. I don't want to run a league. Again, I'm just pitching ideas out there for those who are running leagues, for those who want to be in charge of leagues, for those who want to be in power to make decisions, to say, hey, you know what, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I don't agree with this, I don't agree with that, but this and this and this I do. Again, that's the whole brainchild of the Ning Board, is to bring ideas together and discuss them, be it good, bad, or ugly. It doesn't matter, but you got to put the topic up for discussion and you got to have a place to talk about it. So no, Coach Lee is not trying to run a league of his own. No. Now, is League 96 coming into fruition? Yes, it is, because it has got a lot of owners to open their eyes and say, wow, that makes sense. What league has the model that's doing it? The WFA. The WFA is this closest model to the League 96. But you don't hear me promote. I don't self-promote and bang on my chest saying that I'm in the best league. I just don't do that. I know I'm in the best league, and that's all I said. That's all I need to be done. And I speak upon all leagues, the good, the bad, the ugly. It doesn't matter. What you going to do, sue me? I don't think so. You know, so the fact is, yes, League 96 right now is leaning towards what WFA is representing. I have had a lot of the so-called independent teams out there, the new independent teams out there, contact me and ask, and I said, yes, the WFA is the closest model to what the League 96 is all about. And again, that's just an idea. It was a concept that was created back in 2008. It wasn't created last week. It wasn't created because of the uproar of the new league and the one league crumbling and falling apart or my league or anything like that. No. It was created because of a bunch of owners who were fed up with what the situation was in 2008. And I proposed that same concept and idea in 2008, which a lot of people bought into, but a lot of people weren't comfortable because, well, who's going to run it? Or who's going to do this and who did it? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Don't care. But as an owner, that's what I would like to see. I want to be able to play teams in my region. I'm not worried about what's going on the East Coast. I'm not worried about what's going on up north. I just worried about what's in my region. Because the fact of the matter, in 2008 and even in 2010, you put up any of the three acronyms of any of these leagues to the average person, and the average person don't know what the heck you're talking about or who the heck you're talking about or even that women's football exists. So from a marketing perspective, that was the goal of that. The League 96 was just a made-up name, so nobody felt offended. I also put in there that everybody's not represented in this, because at that time, the teams weren't in existence. Okay? Also, that no league or no team, what did I say? What was the word I want to say? Endorsed this particular idea. This was strictly out of the back of my head and from some of the owners that I talked to and gave us some guidance and direction of what possibilities could be. Now, if people want to roll with it, and if the WFA wants to take it on and say, you know what, that is a goal of ours to be there and it makes sense, then let's do it. I don't care. I don't have to, again, it's not the Dion Lee League. I don't want to run a league. I just want to coach and win championships. That's all I want to do. If I want to run a league, I definitely wouldn't be coaching a football team. You know what I'm saying? I'll spend more time at doing what I do, which is running the league. So, again, let's clear that up. Word on the street is Dion Lee does not want to run and operate a league. All I want to do is use my skills. If I'm a marketeer, then use me. If I can recruit, then use me. But I don't need to sit there and be having headaches and pulling my hair out, which I don't have much of, because of disagreements amongst teams and this and that. I ain't got time for that. You know, I really don't. Like I tell my girls on my football team, I'm married 16 years, and it's hard for me to satisfy one woman. How am I going to satisfy all 40 of you guys? Then you look up and you got 50 to 90-something teams, and I got to satisfy all of them? Are you nuts? It ain't happening. It ain't happening. So, you know, it's all about putting concepts and ideas out there. That's what it's all about. That's what the Ning Board is about. That's what this show is all about. It's about putting concepts and ideas out there so that people can take them to the same tank and then, you know, move forward and improve on it. That's what we're talking about, improving women's football. From 6 years ago to today, I would say that the product has gotten better. But I can also say from 6 years ago to today that the marketing still sucks. Yeah, that's just how it is, you know. So, again, find the things that we do good, find the things that we do bad, and change them. If it ain't fixed, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it's broke, then fix it. That's all people are asking for. So, again, that's my word on the street, what's going down, what's rolling. Like I said, you can always add to this by calling in 847-826-7274. Press 1 and pound, and my super-duper program director, BJ herself, would pop you in and do what you got to do. But anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to go with quarter number three. We're talking about postseason and preseason. Postseason and preseason. Some people don't even know what postseason and preseason even mean. Well, you have what we call in-season. That's when you play your regular games, you know, your league games and your playoff games. But preseason would be a time period. And, again, some people don't understand this either, okay? Let's just start off in January. Let's just do a full calendar year, all right? Preseason will be games that are played between January 1st and, let's say, March 30th. Okay, for the first 3 months. Those are called preseason games based on the calendar year that we've had as far as when the season starts for most leagues. First week of April, second week of April. So preseason. Preseason is when you get that experience, when you are able to, you know, break in some rookies, to be able to evaluate, to be able to experience or experiment what you have, what works and what don't work. Because, again, in all the leagues so far, we're only playing an 8-game season over a 10-week period, with some teams getting 2 byes in that 10-week period or whatever. Okay? So preseason. As a coach, I want at least 3 to 4 preseason games before my first game, because I want to be sharp on the first game. I want to be ready to go. I want to be in mid-season form during preseason. Okay? And like I said, there's different levels of football out there. There's a level called sixes, there's a level called eights, and then there's 11s. For me, I would take on any of those games, preferably 11s, but if there's an opportunity to get some rookies, if I got 12 rookies and I just want to get them a chance to play and to tackle and do some things, you know what, I might call up a sixes team and play them. My rookies against their team. And does it count against me as far as league is concerned? No. what I'm looking at is the experience the girls will get going up against another team and hitting somebody full speed live and understand play through the whistle and all that other stuff. Can they get hurt? Yes, they can. That's just the chances that we take every day when we wake up and get out the bed. You're going to take that chance. But you got to get the experience in order to have a good product. You know, would I play indoor and outdoor? Yes, during that time period. As I got closer to the season, as I got from January through mid-February, I'm starting to look for 11 scrimmages because now I got my veterans there and we want to get the timing together and do all the other stuff. So that's my preseason time. Postseason, for me, is more of a reward for my team for what we did over the season, be it that we didn't win a game, and that will be basically from July to basically November, okay? Basically July through November, I would take on two or three postseason games if possible to reward my ladies for playing and also to use as a springboard to promote for the following year. Because, again, most of us start getting more players during the middle of the season because they heard about it. You've been in the news. You've been in the newspaper by winning or losing or doing whatever. And they want to join the team in the middle of the season when you can't add them on. At this point in time, you get to, you know, hey, come check us out. You know, the more games you have, the more experience you have, the more opportunities you have to recruit and get the players to come in. So, again, I would use my postseason as like a bowl game or something of that nature to make sure that you're getting some more exposure. And also it's during the time of what? Regular football in the spring. So you might get an opportunity if you have a pro game, a pro team in your city to do a game either before the game or the halftime or something like that. So, again, you got to use it as a marketing situation. Will I use my superstars and that? Hey, if they want to play, they're going to play anyway. I always want to look good in front of the more fans because we want them to think it's real. I mean, we want them to know that this is real football. So, again, I'm big on postseason. I'm big on preseason. Have I played any postseason games in my 6 years? No, because a lot of teams shut down. As soon as their last game, they shut down, and they don't even show back up until January, and that's been part of the problem. You got to keep these ladies going. You got to keep the team rolling. You got to have a function once a month, be it a practice, be it a workout, be it preferably a game, even flag football or something to do, you know? So, again, I know there's teams out there. I know that BJ team was out there, the Red Hawks, and they went up against the Quake. And like I said, she said it was all about the experience. They had fun. They traveled down from Sacramento down to Long Beach. They probably played in some beautiful weather. They went out there and played a game against some more experienced girls. But when the Red Hawks come back next year, they're going to be ready to go. Sometimes you got to take a whooping in order for you to learn. You know, the score wasn't ideal, but the fact is, you got to get that experience. So you get that experience in any way possible. And like I said, I played some preseason games. I played the Sixers game against the Boise team with predominantly all rookies and one veteran, by two veterans. And we wind up winning like 48-36. You know, came down to the last drive or something like that where we wind up scoring to put it out of reach. We have had the Avalanche from Northern Utah come down and play us. They were pretty much an H team, but they got together and did 11s for us, but we did a scrimmage game with them. And then at the end of the season, we returned the favor to them, and we did a postseason game where we went to Utah, and we wind up, you know, playing them in the eights. And next thing you know, they wanted to be in, you know, and help get them started. So, again, it's a promotional thing. I know that BJ and I think Armad is going to be going to Reno to play a game out there. Both teams are from out of town, but they're going to go play in the park and get some interest going, which is great. And that's what it's going to take for us to grow. Goes back to the League 96 situation. I need to find a team between me and New Mexico or me and L.A., which would be Victorville or even Inland Empire. Why couldn't we put together a little bowl game or practice scrimmage at a park or something and then invite the media and all this other stuff and say, hey, we're looking for a team in this area. So, again, postseason and preseason games are great, great for the teams for experience. It's great for the leagues for expanding. So that's why I'm a stickler for postseason and preseason, because of many opportunities, and it gives your rookies opportunities to play some ball. Okay? Injuries are going to occur no matter what, you know. It happens in practice, it happens in the game, it happens at work. You can't prevent injuries, but you can prevent injuries if you don't play. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But if somebody jumps in the car and, you know, unfortunately runs a red light, you can't prevent that. So my thing is, right now, women's football need experience. We need experienced players. You know, and some people might not believe that, but I'm just giving it to you like it should be. That's all. You got women who are in their mid-20s and early 30s who've never played football before. So how can they truly get better without the experience, being an all-season program or being a postseason, preseason scrimmages, or even getting game time? So that's where I am at with postseason and preseason. Again, that was a question that was asked of me to talk about this evening, you know, what my true feelings were. Again, I think it's great if we can get postseason and preseason games. It's just a matter of, can we all organize and get that together? Hold on one second. Let me make a quick announcement. One quick announcement. All right, just had to make an announcement. We got about 1,500 people sitting up in this direction, and I got to get them up out of here by 8 o'clock. But, yes, you know, you got to handle the postseason, preseason. It can be done, and it can be a bunch of teams. Hell, we did a thing out in Laughlin, Nevada, which is about 100 miles south of Las Vegas, and we invited 4 teams there. I told them, if you guys can get there, I'll pay for the hotel. No big deal. We had teams coming from as far as Santa Rosa came down in their bus. We had Tucson team show up. We had Las Vegas show up. We had the Quakes show up. And we did a round robin, which a lot of teams are doing now. Again, I'm not saying that I started things, but you know what? People are starting to understand. As coaches, we want more experience before the first snap of the season. So, again, I see more teams doing it. I even looked on the Ning board, and I think the Memphis team is offering teams to come in town and play a round-robin situation. I recall the Wisconsin teams doing that at one point in time. So, again, it's not an original idea. It's done all the time. Junior colleges do it all the time. High schools do it. That's the only experience they get outside of the first game is doing scrimmages and round-robin scrimmages. I know Pop Warner do it. That's what they do during 30 days before the season starts up, is practice and scrimmage against each other. I think you can have up to 3 scrimmages in Pop Warner football. So, again, it's nothing new. Not reinventing the wheel. It's a matter of knowing what football is all about. And that's some of the things that we have to learn. A lot of us have to learn what football is all about. We need to learn the rules. We need to learn what goes on and educate ourselves. So, again, postseason and preseason games would definitely work. Coach Lunatic came up. You should contact the Warriors and see if you guys can meet up and meet your site. Okay, that might be something else. Oh, and then Mr. Gregg. Why are you avoiding the Jinx? I ain't avoiding you guys, man. Y'all don't want none of this. See, y'all going to start getting me talking trash, and I'm going to have to put it on you guys, man. But, yeah, we're scheduling our game against you guys, so don't worry about that. We having a preseason game. Hell, we can even do a postseason game. We can do a game in 6 weeks, a little scrimmage game. We can meet up in Mesquite halfway from Salt Lake to here. It don't matter. You know me, I'm football, baby. I'm all about football. If you want to do that, let's do that. Just make a phone call. You got my number, 702-764-8878 is my number. Please call me. Let's set this up. We can do a Thanksgiving something. I don't care. You call me. Let's get it done. All right. Let me move on. Quarter number four. Hey, it's all about the Ning board, you guys. The Ning board is definitely the place to be. The Ning Board is definitely the place to be. Why? Because it is the most active board for women's football. I know that the IWFL had a board as well, but I'm not quite sure if it's up and running. The last word that I got that they were shutting down because the Ning Board costs money to run and operate. And I've just taken it upon myself because I love football so much, and I think that women's football has so much going on that we have to have a place. We have to have a place to be able to express and put stuff out on the table. And so, again, I'm using, you know, my little sponsorship money that that I can get, and I'm paying for it. You know, it's not league-driven or anything. This is a passion of mine, and the Ning Board is for us. It's for everybody. You know, we're close to 2,000 fans on there. I'm not going to say fans. I'm going to say people that are involved in women's football, either as a player or as a coach or as an owner. There's almost 2,000 of us on there. Should there be more? Yes, because there should be more people out there promoting the Ning Board. It is the place to be to find out information about women's football. Are all the leagues represented? Yes, they are. Everybody has an opportunity to do it, you know. You know, that's why I love it. I know that everybody was like, oh, you know, the Ning Board is going to phase out. No, I think it's created for small individual groups such as women's football to really get on there and expand and explore. You know, I have a lot of emails people talking about, well, what if Facebook does the same thing? I'm like, Facebook you can't get as personal. And you can't, how would I say it? Anybody can be on Facebook, but everybody can't be on the Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com board. You know, that's how I look at it. And you just get numbers, but are those people really paying attention? The people who joined the Women's Tackle Football Group Ning board are people who are truly involved and want to be involved in women's football. So, again, I'm targeting my market. You know, again, it's all about marketing. If I go on Facebook, I'm just throwing it out there to the world. Yes, it's an opportunity for people to see it and understand it, but in reality, they're not. I have more people coming to the Women's Ning Board who found it on Google, who just found it because they put in women's tackle football. You know, it definitely has value. It definitely has value. Oh, I have a caller. Punch him on in. 337. You on a line with Coach Lee. Who's speaking?
Hi, Dion.
It's me. Hey, Mia, what's going on?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good now that them Saints got their victory in on Thursday.
Oh, yes. I was in the house, too.
I know. I'm expecting to be there sometime soon. You just call me and let me know, and we can make that happen. But you got something to add or something to say?
I was calling you. I missed the first two. My husband was listening to the show, but you were talking about what we were doing in the off season, and I was just calling to say that we actually have a co-ed team, Flag, and we played tonight, and we actually played the girls. Our co-ed team against the a men's team, and we lost, but it was 7-2, and they were very surprised to see that we can our girls can play.
Oh yeah, you definitely can hold your own, and that's part of marketing. You know, with you guys going out there, because I'm pretty sure the guys asked you guys, where y'all learn how to play ball at?
Right, they were asking where we played ball. We brought flyers out, and they're going to give them to some of their girlfriends, and hopefully that will help us to recruit.
It's definitely a recruiting thing, and I didn't even bring that up when I talked about off season. I actually did say flag football teams, but, I mean, you're hitting it right on the point. You're promoting football 365 days a year, and when you go out there and play and you guys can hold your own against some of the guys, the first question a guy's going to ask a woman, and I know because I am, where do you learn how to play ball? And then you tell them that, hey, I play tackle football. They're like, yeah, right. And then when you bust out the flyer or you bust out your program book or you bust out a CD or a DVD and they see it, they'd be like, get out of here. And they become fans for life after that.
Yeah, so we were pleased with that. And we were pleased with the outcome. So, you know, I was very happy. So next week we play again. We're going to play another team in the Flag League and keep it up for the whole season. I think we have a 12-game season, and it's every night.
Oh, that's great, and I'm glad you called in with that information, because again,
some folks think I just be blowing smoke. You know, yeah, whatever, Lee, whatever, whatever. But when people call in like yourself and just say, hey, we were just out tonight, and like I said, you guys held your own, and it gives you guys confidence so that when you guys come and play ball, you can say, ladies, you know what, we were holding our own against the guys. Why can't we hold our own against these ladies that play ball just like us? So it's definitely a confidence builder.
Yeah, well, great. Well, I just wanted to call in and let everybody know what's going on in Zydeco world. And that we're still out there and we're still doing our thing. And I appreciate everything that you're doing for women's football with the promotions and everything, and looking forward to continuing that relationship.
Oh, well, thank you, Mia, and we'll be talking soon. I'm ready to get my march on with the Saints.
Great. Take care. Right. Have a good evening.
All right. That's my girl, Mia Bien, from the Zydeco. Boy, when you go to their website, you're going to get hooked on the music. Trust me. Because I just go on there just to hear the music. Because that's just how it works. But anyway, like I said, you know, I stopped in the middle of my show just to talk. And, you know, you can agree or disagree with me, but, hey, that's what we're here for. That's what the show's here for. That's what the Neen Board's here for. Again, it is an area where you can market and talk about what's going on, what ain't happening, and all that other good stuff. But the bottom line is this. The board is going to be here no matter what. It's going to be open to all. You'll be able to express yourself. All I ask is that you tone it down. You don't have the courage to make a point. You ain't got to call nobody stupid to make a point. People can read. They know who's stupid and who ain't stupid. But don't look stupid by calling somebody stupid. You know? Respect each other on there. You know? That's all I ask. I don't edit the board. I don't try to, you know, sway it one way or the other. All I do is let it be what it is. I answer questions when asked. I start conversations because if I don't start them, they won't be started, you know, because some people are shy. You know, that's why I just jump out and say, you know what, I know what people want to ask, and I be very respectful in asking the question or putting it out there, you know. And I think about what I'm going to write. You know, sometimes I'm typing so fast I might misspell something. But, hey, I ain't worried about it, y'all. You know what? This hour has gone by so fast, so freaking fast. Boy, man, I just love doing this. And the more people to call in, the better. Because, you know what? It's just a different perspective. It ain't got to be always coaching perspective. You know? You ain't got to like it. But you can get on here. And you can talk about it. You can love it. And you can do what you gotta do. But don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's just like being on the field. If you're gonna make the call, make the call. If you're gonna fake the punt, make the punt. If you're gonna call a trick play, call a trick play. If you're gonna run, run it. If you're gonna pass it, pass it. That's what Coach Lee is all about. You got something to say? Let's talk about it. Got something to add? Then add. Because you're hearing it from the horse's mouth. Listen to my theme song. You hear that? Up to here. Here. You know what? I'm out of here. I'm here every Monday night, 7 p.m. Tell a friend. Tell your teammates. Tell your coach. That's my favorite part. You know what I'm saying? But this is Coach Lee. I'm out. I'll talk to you guys next week. Later. Growling.